Great question. Thank you for asking. I developed what has been coined as the trait theory of personality. I define traits as the relatively permanent reaction tendencies that are the basic structural units of the personality. There are several different kinds of ways to classify these traits, if I may review them with you. Okay, so let's talk about the common traits and unique traits. A common trait is that is possessed by everyone to some degree. Everyone has these traits, but some people have these traits to a greater extent than others. People, though, differ within these common traits, but also differ as a result of unique traits. Unique traits are those aspects of personality shared by few other people. Unique traits may show up in our interests and attitudes. Another way to classify traits is to divide them into ability, temperament, and dynamic traits. Ability traits determine how efficiently we are at working towards a certain goal. An example of an ability trait would be intelligence. Temperament traits describe the general style and emotional tone of our behavior. Traits within this realm may include aggression, assertiveness, and an easygoing demeanor. These traits impact how we react and act within situations. Lastly, dynamic traits refer to those driving forces of behavior. Dynamic traits define the motivations, interests, and ambitions we have within life. A third class of traits are surface traits and source traits. These traits are grouped according to their stability and permanence. Surface traits are personality characteristics that correlate with one another but do not constitute a factor because they are not determined by a single force, whereas source traits are unitary personality factors that are more stable and permanent. Each source trait gives rise to some aspect of behavior. Then there are traits that are classified by their origin as either constitutional traits and environmental mold traits. Constitutional traits originate in biological conditions, but are not necessarily innate. Alcohol or drug abuse, drug abuse could lead to behaviors such as talkativeness, impulsivity, and so on. Environmental mold traits derive their influences from social and physical environments. These types of traits are learned characteristics and behaviors that impose a pattern on the personality. An individual that grows up on the streets will develop different patterns or behaviors from someone that grew up in a mansion. Even though I found these various groupings after decades of research, I identified 16 source traits that I believe serve as the basics of personality. These 16 source factors were used to develop the 16 personality factor. Some people refer to it as the 16 PF questionnaire. If you look at the table here on the left, you can see the personality characteristics associated with the various traits. I won't go into a lot of detail as there is so much to explore within each realm. It is so important to be able to recognize that these source traits are the basic elements of personality, and we are not able to understand personality without understanding these basic units of the individual.